Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Today I want to talk to you about a serious issue in Monroe County.
Can I add sound for dramatic effect? Dun, 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 dun.
No, it's not melodramatic. It's just serious and something that we need to work towards changing. Statistics show that about 41% of Monroe County households are considered either unbanked or underbanked.
But what does that mean? How can someone be unbanked or underbanked?
Well, someone that's unbanked doesn't have a bank account, and someone that's underbanked doesn't always have access to mainstream financial services, meaning they sometimes rely on alternative sources such as check cashing services, payday loan providers, pawn shops, and rent-to-own outlets.
Isn't that really expensive?
It is, and these alternative sources typically charge high fees for their services because it's considered a high-risk investment, and they want to keep you in the loan cycle. As the fees pile up, you extend that payday loan or you take out another one to pay it back. Plus, you're usually charged super high interest rates, sometimes as much as 500%, which means that you'll only get deeper into debt.
500% sounds crazy, but I could kind of see why someone might feel it's unnecessary to have a bank account.
Really? Why do you think so?
Sometimes banks have minimum balance requirements, which can be hard to maintain if you need to spend all your money each month. Or maybe the person has had difficulties with an account in the past, or they lack appropriate identification to open an account, or maybe they feel like they just don't have enough money to really merit opening an account.
Well, those are all understandable, but it's very important to know that having a bank account provides valuable services that you can use now as well as in the future. It's not just a piggy bank.
That's true. Bank accounts are safe and convenient. They keep your money protected from theft, fire, floods, other natural disasters, something that a piggy bank definitely cannot do. Even if something were to happen to your bank, the federal government will make sure that you get your money back.
Right. If the bank is FDIC insured, you're covered for up to $250,000 if something happens to it. And like you mentioned, they're convenient. Having a bank account saves time. You won't have to wait in long lines to cash checks or purchase money orders. You can direct deposit your paycheck, tax refund, and public assistance. And you can also pay your bills with your own checks or online.
In the long run, bank accounts can save you money. Imagine not having to pay check cashing fees or paying for money orders.
And that's not all. Perhaps the most important reason to open a bank account is to help you build your financial future.
That is right, Jason. If I wanted to buy a house in the future or a big ticket item, like a car, my bank might more likely give me a loan based on the relationship that we've built since I opened my account. And having experience with banks helps you feel more comfortable with those kind of financial decisions in the future.
So without a bank account, people really miss out on a lot of services that affect them in the short term, as well as the long term. But we need to remind everyone that financial literacy is about responsibility. You need to make sure you know the bank's terms before you enter into a relationship with them to avoid problems that might make you feel uncomfortable with the idea of a bank account. Ask questions. Believe me, they'd rather you understood now rather than get angry later because you failed to find out exactly what their terms meant.
Luckily, we have some great resources in Bloomington to help residents open bank accounts for the first time or even a new account if they've had difficulties in the past.
And these services give them the tools to understand how to be responsible bank account users.
Even if you've had a previous bad banking experience, doesn't mean you can't try again and start a successful banking relationship. So don't be discouraged. The Bank On program was started in San Francisco in 2006 to help the unbanked and underbanked get back on track with mainstream financial services that cost less and have more benefits than alternative services. Locally, Bank On Bloomington launched a year ago this month and is an initiative to help residents access mainstream financial services and education.
We'll get into more details about them next week, but if you want to know more about the benefits of opening a bank account, check out bankonbloomington.org or simply dial 211, your connection to free community resources.
See you next week. I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the It's Your Money Project at the Monroe County Public Library. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.